Manhattan Borough President, Dems need to focus on real-world issues like crime, immigration. By Ian Hanchett on May 29, 2024. On Wednesday's CNN News Central, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, D., stated that as much as I am alarmed at what a Trump victory would mean for our democracy, that is not moving swing working-class voters. What I'm hearing from them, every day, are concerns about the cost of living, especially the cost of housing, concerns about public safety, and while it pains me, also concerns about immigration. And Democrats have a lot to say on this, but we have to stop just talking about what we are against and say what we're for. And Democrats need to fight on the battlefield of real-world issues. Levine began by saying, "We cannot take working-class voters for granted. We have to speak to the issues that they care about in their life. Democrats have to do better at that." Co-host Kate Baldwin then asked, "Is the Biden campaign missing it? Is the message getting missed?" Levine responded, "Well, the president has a great record to run on. With unemployment low and forgiving student debt and progress on climate and so much more. But I'll tell you, as much as I am alarmed at what a Trump victory would mean for our democracy, I have to admit, at this point, Kate, that that is not moving swing working class voters. What I'm hearing from them, every day, are concerns about the cost of living, especially the cost of housing, concerns about public safety, and while it pains me, also concerns about immigration. And Democrats have a lot to say on this, but we have to stop just talking about what we are against and say what we're for. We are not against police. We are for safe, fair, effective policing. We are not against security at the border. We're for that. We're for compassion for all people in this country, no matter their documentation status. And we certainly can't be the party that's against building housing. We should be the party that's pro-housing to deal with this affordability crisis. With that message that speaks to the lives of regular people, we will win." He added, "Now there are other threats that will affect life, even in New York City, and every part of the country. Republicans in the White House and Congress could authorize concealed carry of handguns everywhere. We could have a flood of guns in New York City. They could mess with our elections by outlawing mail-in ballots everywhere, here, in New York City. Of course, they could restrict access to reproductive rights here in New York City. Those are tangible, more so than the threat to democracy. I think we need to fight on the battlefield of real-world issues." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.